the catena is really only possible because of the lay community wishing to make the offerings, making the catena offerings of robes and requisites, so that the community needs to have the, say, the monastic community, there needs to be at least five in the monastery in order, having spent the rains retreat, and so that having the Sangha resident, and then everybody helping out, the monastic community doing preparations, lay community doing the preparations, to receive so many people like this today, it relies on many people helping out. And there were, of course, the resident monastic community, along with the lay guests who were staying in the monastery, and some people came up specifically to help with the preparations. There was a whole group from Los Angeles who drove up. Yeah, so they drove up Thursday and spent Friday and Saturday helping doing the preparations. Yeah. There's about 9 or 10 of them. It was really wonderful. I hope they're still here. There's so many people today. It was really wonderful to see the so many people helping out, and of course, so many people coming out today and braving the elements in the spirit of say generosity and the whole reason why we're here is also a recognition or a recollection of the things that we call our refuges, and Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, recollecting the life, the example of the Buddha, recollecting the teachings of the Buddha, recollecting the Sangha as the community that has preserved the traditions of Buddhism for over 2,500 years. So that coming together today like this, I think we should begin by all paying respects to the shrine. I'll light the candles and incense, and we can all join together to pay respects to the shrine, to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And after that, then we can, John will request the three refuges and five precepts, and people will be able to take those refuges and precepts. So today is a great opportunity for the lay people to come together. It's also a great opportunity for the monastic sangha coming together, because we have special guests with us. On my right is Ajahn Viradamo, who is the abbot of Tisarana Monastery outside of Ottawa, and a branch monastery of Ajahn Chah's, and that's been established now for how many years?
9 years.
So it's always a delight to have Ajahn Viradamo here. Is this your first katina here? Yes, this
it's
is.
Time for rain, too.
Yeah. Ajahn V has been coming for he's had made many visits. So it's the first time he's come for Katina, and he says it's the first time he's seen rain at Abaya Giri. He's usually come in the summer, and it's just, okay, blue skies, it's dry. This is what California is like, isn't it? And then on my left is Ajahn Jayanto, and he is the abbot of New Monastery in New Hampshire. This is just finished the second year of its establishing. So the second Vasa.
Second Vasa.
Yeah.
4 months since it was really opened.
4 months since it was really opened. They've been, what do you call it? It's like, I'm trying to think of the English word. Anyway, it's like, yeah? Well, guest dating, but also just sort of camping out surreptitiously.
Yeah.
And then also a monk arrived from Thailand today, Ajahn Buddhisaro, and he's been ordained. He's just junior, just senior to Ajahn Yaniko. So he's been living in Thailand these past years. He also was in Sri Lanka for a few years. So his America is his home country. So this is his first time coming back and sort of see, okay, what's this monastery Buddhism life in America like? What's happening? So he's been, he'll stay with us for a few months and see what the flavor of a monastery in America is like. So we could prepare to pay respects to the shrine. Also, while I'm facing the shrine, in this on the shrine, just under the Buddha image, there's a silver bowl there, and all of the people who have we sent out announcements for the Katina, and people sent in donations. And with dedications of merit to the people that they wanted to dedicate merit to, so that we have all those slips of paper on the shrine here, and just to be taking that opportunity to be reflecting and dedicating merit to all those people who've been sending well wishes to.
Arahaṃ sammā saṃ buddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi sōkhato bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṃ amassāmi Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Annamayaṃ buddhassa bhagavato pupapāka namakalaṃ kalomasehe. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa.
Okay, so now that we've done the preliminaries, we could have John could begin the request for the three refuges and the five precepts.
as a lay community, if we could all bow three times. And together as a group. Mayam Bhante Tisaranena Saha Pancha Silani Chama Dutiyampi Mayam Bhante Tisaranena Saha Pancha Silani Yachama Tatiyampi Mayam Bhante Tisaranena Saha Pancha Silani Yachama.
Okay, as is in the schedule, I'll walk people through, I'll do the a chant first, and then people can repeat after me after I'm finished.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi
Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Ti saraṇa gamanaṃ nititāṃ. Panatipata Vairamani Sikkhapadaṃ Sammādhiyāmi.
Panatipata Vairamani Sikkhapadaṃ Sammādhiyāmi.
Adinnādāna Vairamani Sikkhapadaṃ Sammādhiyāmi. Kame sumichachara vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Kame sumichachara vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Mosavāda vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi. Sura meraya maja pamadatana vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Sura meraya maja pamadatana vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Immani pancha sikkhapadāni sīlena sukhatiṃ yante sīlena bhoga sambhadā. Sīlena nibbuddhiṃ yante tassamā sīlaṃ visoṭṭhaye.
Okay, I have just an announcement about the Katina in terms of its history, its background, and as I was saying, it's an opportunity for coming together and celebrating in the harmony of the lay community and monastic communities. So that coming together. One of the ways that Ajahn Chah would always do the katina is to make it into a in Pali it's actually in the scriptural language it's samaki. In Thai they just use the same word samaki. So it means in harmony and unity. So that, because sometimes in some places, some monasteries, it'll be like you get one person being the katina offerer and you have to set it up way in advance. I've heard some monasteries are like 30, 40 years, you know, where the. But. Ajahn Chah always felt that no, the ceremony is really about harmony anyway, and why just make it just focused on one person being the person who makes an offering, so that so as you see that many people have come and make offerings of cloth and requisites and just helping. It's an expression. I think much more in tune with what the Buddha was trying to accomplish with the purpose of katina. Before the katina ceremony begins, we'd like to take this opportunity to explain a little bit about its origins as a Buddhist custom. The offering of katina cloth by the laity to the Bhikkhu Sangha is a tradition which has been carried on since the time of the Lord Buddha, more than 2,500 years ago. It was established as a ceremonial act to celebrate both the relationship between the laity and the Sangha and the spirit of concord within the Sangha itself. It was first allowed by the Lord Buddha to a group of 30 monks who were observers of many of the austere practices. They had wished to spend the 3-month rains retreat with him, but having been unable to reach the monastery where he was staying in time, had to spend the rains nearby. They regretted their missed opportunity, thinking, "The Lord is staying close to us, but we are not getting a chance to see him." Nevertheless, they passed the 3 months harmoniously together and, as soon as they could, despite inhospitable roads and continuing rain, with drenched robes and in a state of weariness, they made their way to Savatthi to see him. Perhaps by way of encouragement and to reward their noble efforts, it was after receiving them that the katina ceremony and its privileges were established by the Buddha. The Lord Buddha laid down many stipulations in order to make the offering of this cloth and the sewing of it into a robe, an act of great importance to both the laity and the Sangha. It is an offering that can be made only once a year at any one monastery and only where 5 or more bhikkhus have spent the rains retreat together. The cloth must be clean, freely given, and its donation must not have been instigated by the monastic community in any way. Once it has been offered to the Bhikkhu Sangha, it must be cut and sewn into a completely finished robe during the course of that same day. Customarily, all the bhikkhus of that monastery participate in the sewing of the robe. In this way, it becomes an act affirming the harmonious and communal nature of the Sangha. Once it has been sewn, it is then offered to one bhikkhu decided upon by the Sangha as being worthy of the gift. For the laity, the katina offering is a symbolic expression of their faith in the Sangha and a reaffirmation of their eagerness to cooperate harmoniously together in order to provide for its material needs. According to the Lord Buddha, the katina cloth is the most meritorious of all material gifts that can be made to a Sangha, bringing superlative benefits to those who have offered it. The Sangha and the laity are now all assembled if there is to be a Katina ceremony, then this is now the time for it to begin. That's your cue. So that as I was saying, the robe will be, after it's been offered, formally offered, then it'll be taken by the monks, and they'll go and go through the cloth, and then they will pick out a particular cloth, and they'll have to measure it, draw it out, cut it, sew it, wash it, dye it, and then offer it later today, tonight. Usually, we've never made it in the day. It's always in the nighttime, and this year it'll be offered. It'll be offered to me. I was offered a Katina cloth several years ago, now, and that one is now falling apart. So, so it's now time for me to have a new robe. So I will be receiving the Katina cloth, so that the formal offering of the Katina cloth is in your it's on the back page of the program, and Yom Nai will lead you all in doing the formal offering.
Please say Namo Tassa three times with me. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Please repeat after me. Imang Pante Sapari Warang Katina Jivara Dusang Sankasa Ono Chayama Satuno Pante Sanko Imang Sapari Warang Katina Jivara Dusang Patikan Hatu Patikaheta Waja Imina Tusena Katinang Atalatu Amhagang Tikaratang Hitaya Sukaya. We have all gathered here today.
We have all gathered here today
to offer Katina cloth and other requisites.
To offer Katina cloth and other requisites
to the Sangha.
To the Sangha.
We request that the Sangha.
We request that the Sangha
receive these offerings.
Receive these offerings
of Katina cloth and other requisites.
Of Katina cloth and other requisites
for our long-lasting benefit and happiness. We wish to dedicate the well-being.
We wish to dedicate the well-being
coming from our offering.
Coming from our offering
to our relatives and friends.
To our relatives and friends.
And particularly to our parents.
And particularly to our parents.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
So there's a formal announcement or request that the bhikkhus need to make, having to invite Ajahn Jyotipala, Ajahn Yaniko, to come forward.
No. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.
This katina cloth and all the offerings present here belong to Sukanda Pitayanakun, Sukaman Prapankang, Li Sokko, Samon Hong, Mahesh Jayasingh, Muri Jayasingh and family, Cecilia Tansri, Rimba Halim, Li Gyokswan, Chen San Yo, Jin Jok Chan, Kasan Halim, Haritifa, Li Joy Pin, Sandy Tala, Prapawadi, and John Ungvarsky, Sumana Suwan Puppa, Rachaya Titi Nawakun, Tate Su, Pimjai Tongsin, and Wilai Luck Ho Pibun Sup. And all the faithful and generous lay people who have gathered together for this occasion. This offering is being made to the Sangha, which has spent the 3 months rains retreat in this monastery. This katina cloth has come in as pure and unsolicited a way as if it had been wafted here on a breeze and settled in the midst of this assembly without favoring anyone in particular. However, the Lord Buddha has made a provision whereby the Sangha can agree to choose which among them they would like to receive the cloth. This person must be one who knows the rules and observances concerning the katita ceremony according to the terms laid down by the Lord Buddha, and must be one who can recite the aims and purposes of the Lord Buddha's teachings. They should be pure in moral conduct and have the mindfulness and wisdom to be able to understand the Dhamma in all its facets. This, then, is one who can fulfill all of the Lord Buddha's stipulations concerning the offering of the katina. So the assembly of bhikkhus must come to a unanimous decision as to which of them is best suited to receive the katina cloth.
This katina cloth and all of these offerings have been considered suitable for Pasano Bhikkhu. He is a bhikkhu of mindfulness and wisdom and can perform the katina ceremony correctly according to the way established by the Lord Buddha. If any bhikkhu here disagrees, he should raise his objections now in the midst of this assembly. If everyone agrees, then they should express their agreement by saying sadhu in unison.
Sadhu.
Okay, so now the lay people can come forward and place their offerings of the robes in front of these two bhikkhus. It's a bit of a traffic jam, but we'll that's okay. We'll make it work. So you just come, John and I, if you come forward. Yeah, people can. Okay, if you come forward, there we go. Can you reach that? There we go. There we go. Yes, there's all this whole side over here. There we go. Whoop. Okay, if we can send it over to the Tinkasa, please come over here. Okay. Excellent, Tate. Okay, so that also in a Larry or Debbie, okay, is Larry there? Okay.
Thank you. I am the treasurer of the board, and thanks to all of your generosity today. We have raised $133,682. And I bet you can guess where that's going to go. to finish the reception hall, of course. Thank you all very much.
Okay, so people obviously want a new hall. We've been doing this in tents for many years now, so that, of course, all of the offerings will be, they'll be going to the to that new reception hall, and it's obvious that we need it, and it'll be a great benefit to the whole community to be able to have a place, so that having these offerings, the offerings of cloth, requisites that have been brought, the monetary donations. I'd just like to express my, on behalf of the Sangha, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for people's generosity, and also all the willingness to participate in the all of the things that have to be done in order to, not just for Katina, but for the whole year. I mean, if lay people just came out on Katina, then you'd have a lot of very scrawny monks with falling apart and things. But people come all through the year to help, to assist, to help look after this place, and have a tremendous amount of gratitude for people's generosity and kindness. But also, it's important to recognize that foundation of generosity is based in the Buddha's teachings. One of the reasons for generosity is not just to for say the material benefit of generosity, but the quality of happiness that comes in the heart when we're willing to share, willing to give, willing to be of service to others. That opportunity to step out of the boundaries of ourselves, our me. It's like there's a very well-known saying of Ajahn Sumedho's that every time I think about myself, I feel depressed. which is really true. Whenever we live our life with a sense of me being the center of the universe, me being the focal point of everything that I think is important, then the world gets very, very small and very tight, cramped, so that opportunity to step out of the bounds of what we call me and mine and self is an opportunity to experience a sense of well-being and to step out of the suffering of carrying around a personality, an identity, a me. And the way to do that is not through annihilating it, destroying it, but through the heart of generosity, which opens out to things. Willing to give, willing to share, willing to step beyond the bounds of self, so that that's something that is experienced. We're experiencing here today in a very kind of formal setting, but it's an example of what is possible, and just that sense of when. So many people help out. We can have, I don't know, there must be over 300 people here today. And 300 people in a situation that is I mean, this is uncomfortable. This is not comfortable. But it's, but that's not the point. The point is we come together with that, the quality of generosity and selflessness and taking delight in the teachings of the Buddha, which point a path of training, a way of living that allows us to experience something beyond our preferences, something beyond our comfort zone, and there's a happiness that comes from that. So that to kind of take delight in that, and we will offer a formal dedication or a blessing in Pali. Then the monastics will go and, or some of the monastics, will go and prepare the robes, take the cloth out and start figuring out how they're going to make this into a robe by tonight. After the monks have gone to begin the sewing process, I'll be inviting Ajahn Veeradhammo to give a formal Dhamma talk, reflections on Dhamma for people's benefit. The lay community has come with material offerings, and the monastic sangha really doesn't have anything of material value to give back to you. But what we do have is experience in studying and practicing and understanding the Buddhist teachings, and Ajahn Veeradhammo will share some of his understanding with you this afternoon. Okay, so we'll offer a formal blessing. Yet Hawari Waha Pula Paripurlendi Sakarang Ewame Weto Tinang Petanang Upakapati Ichitang Mati Tang Tumhang Kipame Wasamichatu Sape Purendu Sangapa Jandho Panaraso Yadha Mani Chotiraso Yadha Samarogo Vinasatu Mate Bhavad Vandarayo Sukhitika Yuko Bhava Abhivadana Silisa Nichang Utapachayino Chatarlo Dhamma Vadande Ayuvanno Sukhang Balang Kale Dadande Sapanya Vadanyu Vitamachara Kale Nadinang Aliyesu Ujubutesu Tadesu Vipasana Manatasa Vipula Hondidakina Yetata Hanumodande Vaya Vachangarundiva Na te na dakina ho na te pi punyasa bagino tasama dande apati wana jito yata dinang mahapalang punyani paralokasaming patita hondi pani nandi pavatu sapamangalang rakandu sabade vanda Sama bunda nubavena sata soti bhavandute bhavatu sapa mangalang rakandu sabha devada Sama dhamma nubavena sata soti bhavandute bhavatu sapa mangalang rakandu sabha devada Sambha Sangha Nubhavena Sata Soti Bhavandute. Okay, so I invite the monks to go ahead and get themselves begun. Also, to remind the monks to keep an eye open for the after Ajahn Vir Dhammo's Dhamma talk, because the we're going to after Ajahn Vir Dhammo's Dhamma talk, I'd invite people who don't have to rush back to wherever you come from. Anybody willing to give a hand, we'll start taking things down, taking the decorations down, putting things away, and cleaning things up, so that anybody who has the time, energy to help out with that, it's much appreciated.